Welcome to the Fear and Greed Business News Afternoon Report for Monday, the 29th of April, 2024. I'm Sean Aylmer. Every afternoon, we've got the five stories that happened today that you need to know about. Story number one, the S&P ASX 200 closed up almost 1% today, retaking a large chunk of Friday's losses. It followed a strong weekend on Wall Street. Real estate investment trusts and tech stocks led the market higher, and every one of the 11 sub-indices closed up. In terms of the large caps, there was plenty of movement, but nothing overly drastic, to be honest. All the big banks ended higher. REA Group was a standout, and WiseTech Global, Transurban and Wes, that's Wes Farmers, all did well. BHP, Energy Group's Woodside and Santos, Coles, James Hardie's, Aristocrat Leisure and QBE, they all ended lower. Story number two, plenty of corporate news around today. Optus and TPG have done a $1.1 billion deal to allow TPG access to Optus's towers in the regions, thereby improving that company's coverage to more than 98% of the country. In other news, Adore Beauty needs a new chief executive after Tamalyn Morton flagged her intention to exit the top job at the online retailer later this year for personal reasons. Boss Energy jumped 9% today after unveiling its first quarterly report since beginning uranium production at its Honeymoon project in South Australia. Plenty of investors like that one. Health tech ResMed reported a rise in revenue and profits in its latest quarterly report, and its share price rose 3%. And IT company Megaport dropped nearly 2% despite upgrading its outlook. Investors were concerned about weak recurring revenue and KPIs during the March quarter. Story number three, Crown Resorts will cut up to 1,000 staff in a major restructure following a lack of customers in its Melbourne, Sydney and Perth casinos. The gaming group is blaming stricter regulations and the cost of living crisis, according to Nine Media. Crown employs more than 20,000 people and is one of the biggest employers in the states in which it operates. Hardest hit will be Melbourne, which has the largest overall headcount. The cuts were split between its corporate and casino divisions, as well as in the remediation team that was bolstered while the business worked to regain its suitability to operate in both Melbourne and Sydney. Private equity group Blackstone bought Crown for $8.9 billion back in 2022. Over the past month, it's won back its right to operate without an overseer in both Melbourne and Sydney. Meanwhile, the acting CEO and chair of Star Entertainment Group, David Foster, will leave the beleaguered gaming group. Story number four, Perpetual is in exclusive talks with private equity group KKR on the sale of its corporate trust and wealth management businesses. ASX-listed Perpetual has been in play for several months and today confirmed talks with the private equity group are taking place and a conclusion is expected in coming days. Perpetual has been running a sale process on its corporate trust and wealth management divisions after it received a $3 billion bid from Soul Patts late last year. Back then, Perpetual's response was that it materially undervalued its business. Perpetual was in a brief trading halt this morning. Then when it opened again, it rose 3%. That was following the announcement. And story number five, AstraZeneca has admitted for the first time in British court documents that its COVID vaccine can cause a rare side effect in an apparent about turn that could pave the way for a multi-million dollar legal payout. The pharmaceutical giant is being sued in a class action over claims that its vaccine, developed with the University of Oxford, caused death and serious injury in dozens of cases, according to a report in the Telegraph of London. Lawyers argued the vaccine produced a side effect that has had a devastating effect on a small number of families. The first case was lodged last year by Jamie Scott, a father of two, who was left with a permanent brain injury after developing a blood clot and a bleed on the brain that has prevented him from working after he received the vaccine in April 2021. AstraZeneca is contesting the claims, but wrote in a legal document submitted to the High Court in February, it is admitted that the AstraZeneca vaccine can, in very rare cases, cause TTS. The causal mechanism is not known. TTS causes people to have blood clots and a lower blood platelet count. That's it for the afternoon report for Monday, the 29th of April, 2024. Don't forget to hit follow on the podcast and find Fear and Greed on LinkedIn, Instagram, X, TikTok, and Facebook. Join Michael Thompson and I tomorrow morning for the Fast Five by Fear and Greed. The top five business stories you need to know in just 5 minutes. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.